This is Divine Grace, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhrajagacharya Stavadara Saraswati Shriman. This is Divine Grace, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se gosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adarita Gadara Shri Basadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Syam Kundarada Kundi Gita Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Shri Vrindavandam Ki Jai Shri Shri Nalidam Ki Jai Shri Shri Mayapuradam Ki Jai Shri Shri Maturadam Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannapuridam Ki Jai Shri Shri Ayodhyadam Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Jamana Maya Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Harinama Sankirtan Ki Jai Shri Shri Brihat Madanga Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Shri Shri Garnitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Taran Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Madana Mohana Ki Jai Shri Shri Nuhasana Puradama Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Centennial Ki Jai Shamaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. A reading from the Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita, the biography of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, by His Holiness Satsarup Das Goswami. Reading from London, A Dream Fulfilled. I get to read about myself now. You led the kirtan? Jai, Shishi Gurni Tai, Shishi Dramakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shishi Radhamaran Mohan Ki Jai. Guru Puja? Yeah? Ek, Do. You did? You're good. That's serious progress. So this is London, A Dream Fulfilled. I think this is chapter 2. Is this the third volume or the second volume? Unlimited Opportunity. Limited time. Yeah, every town and village. That's a person. Life in preparation, only he can lead them, and then every town and village. Okay. So this is the third, from the third volume. London, A Dream Fulfilled, Chapter 2. In the evening, Prabhupada sat with the three couples, Shyam Sundar and Malati, Gurudas and Jamuna, and Mukunda and Janaki. After a year's separation, they were happily with Prabhupada, and he was happy to be with them. The love they shared and their mutual satisfaction at being together was based on a unifying desire to establish Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in this important city. Now that Prabhupada had come to London, work would not slacken. It would increase under his expert guidance. Prabhupada could daily instruct the men on organizing more London preaching, and they could report to him as necessary. The women could also directly serve him, cleaning his quarters, washing and ironing his laundry, and cooking his meals. No one can afford a house like this in England anymore, Prabhupada said. England has gone down. Now these young boys own a place like this, and we are here. Prabhupada, Shyamasundar spoke up, our record sold 50,000 copies today, yesterday. Oh, Prabhupada's eyes widened. Very big business. Prabhupada said that their money and energy should go toward opening the temple in the city. Now they were living comfortably on this aristocratic estate in the suburbs, and certainly they should try to involve these important celebrities in Krishna consciousness as far as possible. But the main business should be to open a temple in the city. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had preferred to establish temples in the cities where the people were. Of course, if John could give this place to Krishna, and if the devotees could maintain cows and cultivate the land as a new Vrindavan, then that would be a different matter. They would have to see what Krishna desired. Prabhupada was sorry that some of his disciples were obliged to work full-time renovating the estate in exchange for their stay. Ramanas and Vaishnavas, he said, had the serious work of cultivating spiritual knowledge and teaching it to others, and they deserved the respect and support of the rest of society. The arrangement at Titaner's seemed more business than charity, but they should tolerate it as a temporary situation. Prabhupada talked with Shyamasundar, Mukunda, and Gurudas about their struggle to get housing permits and renovate the temple downtown. Shyamasundar had been right, Prabhupada said, to begin renovating the temple. Krishna would protect their investment. When Prabhupada learned that they had secured a series of public lectures that would commit him to 3 months in London, he smiled. He would be glad to stay and preach in England, he said, for as long as it took to open the London Center. Prabhupada commended his six disciple pioneers in succeeding where his sannyasi godbrothers had failed. He told them that because they had chanted Hare Krishna with faith, they had succeeded. They were not great scholars or renunciants, yet they had faith in the holy name and the order of their spiritual master. Prabhupada said that he also was not a great scholar, but that he had staunch faith, the real requirement for spiritual success. A devotee could go to many places and accomplish many things, Prabhupada said. But unless he was free of material motives, he would not be able to implant the seed of bhakti into the hearts of others. Prabhupada cited Shivananda, who had gone alone to Hamburg and tried his best with faith in his spiritual master. Now Krishna was blessing Shivananda with a little success, a storefront temple, newly recruited devotees, an interested professor, and other guests coming and chanting. Even one lone preacher could accomplish many things for Krishna, provided the preacher was free from sense gratification and the desire for profit, adoration, and distinction. So we'll stop there. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaivam Namuru Uttamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Dato Jayamudirayat Nasta Prayeshu Abhadresh Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashlokir Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. We're reading from Srila Prabhupada's compilation, translations, and purports from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 32nd Chapter, 26th Text. Yana matram param brahma paramatmeshvara puman dishadivi pritag pavayar bhagavan ekaiyate jnana matram param brahma. Jnanamatram param brahma paramadveshvara puman paramadveshvara puman ishadi bi prithak bhavayar ishadi bi prithak bhavayar bhagavan ekaiyate bhagavan ekaiyate Jnanamatram param brahma paramatmeshvara puman Vishari bi pritak bhavaye. Bhagavan ekayate. Jnanamatram param brahma. Paramatveshvarapuman. Vishari bi pritak bhavaye. Bhagavan ekayate. Jnanamatram param brahma. Paramatmeshvara puman. Maharaji. Jnanamatram param brahma. Paramatmeshvara puman. Tishari bi Bhagavan ekayate jnana knowledge matram only param transcendental brahma brahman paramatma paramatma ishvara the controller puman super soul Drishyadibhi, by philosophical research and other processes. Prithak bhavai, according to different processes of understanding. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eka, alone. Iyate, is perceived. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead alone is complete transcendental knowledge. But according to the different processes of understanding, he appears differently, either as impersonal Brahman, as Paramatma, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or as the Purusha avatar. And responsively, the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone is completely transcendental, is complete transcendental knowledge. But according to the different processes of understanding, he appears differently, either as impersonal Brahman, as Paramatma, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or as the Purusha avatar. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word drishyadhibhi is significant. According to Jiva Goswami, drishi means jnana, philosophical research. By different processes of philosophical research under different concepts, such as the process of jnana yoga, the same Bhagavan, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, is understood as impersonal Brahman. Similarly, by the Eightfold Yoga system, he appears as the Paramatma. But in pure Krishna consciousness, or knowledge in purity, when one tries to understand the Absolute Truth, one realizes him as the Supreme Person. The transcendence is realized simply on the basis of knowledge. The transcendence the words used here, Paramatmeshvara Puman, are all transcendental, and they refer to Super Soul. Super Soul is also described as Purusha, but the word Bhagavan directly refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of six opulences: wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. He is the Personality of Godhead in different spiritual skies. The various descriptions of Paramatma, Ishvara, and Puman indicate that the expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unlimited. Ultimately, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to accept Bhakti Yoga. By executing jnana yoga or dhyana yoga, one has eventually to approach the bhakti yoga platform. And then Paramatma, Ishvara, Puman, etc. are clearly understood. It is recommended in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that whether one is a devotee or a fruitive actor or a liberationist, if he is intelligent enough, he should engage himself with all seriousness in the process of devotional service. That's a nice verse. Akama, moksha, you know that verse? Akama. Kamavi. Jiveta Purushampa means, well, we'll come back to that. It is also explained that whatever one desires, which is obtainable by fruitive activities, even if one wants to be elevated to higher planets, that can be achieved simply by execution of devotional service. Since the Supreme Lord is full in six opulences, he can bestow any one of them upon the worshipper. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself to different thinkers as the Supreme Person or Impersonal Brahman or Paramatma. Impersonalists merge into the Impersonal Brahman, but that is not achieved by worshipping the Impersonal Brahman. If one takes to devotional service and at the same time desires to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord, he can achieve that. If someone desires at all to merge into the existence of the Supreme, he has to execute devotional service. The devotee can see the Supreme Lord face to face, but the jnani, the empiric philosopher or yogi, cannot. They cannot be elevated to the positions of associates of the Lord. There is no evidence in the scripture stating that by cultivating knowledge or worshipping the impersonal Brahman, one can become a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nor by executing the yogic principles can one become an associate of the Supreme Godhead. Impersonal Brahman, being formless, is described as adrishya because the impersonal effulgence of Brahma Jyoti covers the face of the Supreme Lord. Some yogis see the four-handed Vishnu sitting within the heart, and therefore, in their case also, the Supreme Lord is invisible. Only for the devotees is the Lord visible. Here, the statement Rishadhibi is significant. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is both invisible and visible, there are different features of the Lord. The Paramatma feature and Brahman feature are invisible, but the Bhagavan feature is visible. In the Vishnu Purana, this fact is very nicely explained. The universal form of the Lord and the formless Brahman effulgence of the Lord, being invisible, are inferior features. The concept of the universal form is material, and the concept of impersonal Brahman is spiritual, but the highest spiritual understanding is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vishnu Purana states, Vishnu Brahma Svarupena Svayameva Vyavastita. Brahman's real feature is Vishnu. Or the Supreme Brahman is Vishnu. Svayam Eva, that is his personal feature. The supreme spiritual conception is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yad gatva na nivartate nivartante taddama paramam mama. That specific abode called paramam mama is the place from which, once one attains it, one does not return to this miserable conditional life. Every place, every space, and everything belongs to Vishnu. But where he personally lives is Taddama Paramam, his supreme abode. One has to make one's destination the supreme abode of the Lord. Om Agyanati Mananda Sugananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tarati Svaparantikam. Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of pure devotional service or bhakti yoga as opposed to the other systems of jnana yoga and paramatma meditation or yogic meditation, or sometimes that's known as dhyana yoga. So sometimes it's described that there are these three types of yoga. Jnana yoga, Astanga yoga, Jnana yoga or Astanga. Shri Gaurani Thay, Shri Siddhi Dharma Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Radha Madana Mohana Ki Jai. Astanga yoga, Jnana yoga and Bhakti yoga. And Anya Bilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Janamrita. It is explained and emphasized even more by Rupa Goswami that of all the different types of yoga, that the type that is the ultimate goal for human beings is neither Astanga yoga nor Jnana yoga, but Bhakti yoga. Or actually sometimes it's said that there's four kinds of yoga. There's Jnana yoga, there's Astanga yoga, there's Karma yoga, and then there's Bhakti yoga. So Rupa Goswami is making the distinction that there are many types of yoga. There's the sevenfold yoga, nama, niyama, asana, pranamaya, pratyahara, and so on. And that's sometimes so it's mentioned there's seven types of yoga. So all these processes are progressive. And it's actually considered very dangerous to become addicted to any one of these other types of yoga, because if you're addicted to Karma yoga, we know the danger. There's a metaphor that if you practice this kind of yoga, you'll have to suffer the reverses, the ups and downs that come. It's sometimes compared to being bitten by bees and drones. And if you practice the yoga system, the Astanga yoga system, sometimes it's said that it's like you'll get eaten by a snake, because sometimes a snake is used to symbolize the different chakras in the body. There's this kind of snake form. So the yogis, it bites the conditioned soul. And then there's the jnani yogis. They also become very proud of their learning. Some people are called walking encyclopedias, not like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. His encyclopedic knowledge was based upon spiritual knowledge. But there are people who have, can memorize dictionaries, and they're like that, or they're very highly elevated professors. So that kind of pride is sometimes the danger of that pride, or the false desire for adoration, distinction is compared to being haunted by a ghost. If his body is possessed by a ghost, then one cannot see things clearly. So to be very deeply immersed in many different bits of knowledge, it's also considered to be haunted like a ghost. Being so proud and thinking that this one who is possessed doesn't realize there's another entity within the body and does things against one's real identity or higher identity. So this is what happens when one becomes jnani yogi, one becomes very intelligent and knows so many things. But what is the use of knowing anything if we don't know one thing, if we don't know Krishna? So that's the warning that is given by Rupa Goswami, that we have to be careful in these different yoga systems. And ultimately, of course, all the yogas, we talk about this when we visit people in their homes, because they don't know. They just think, oh, we're another yoga system, we're another movement, we're another group of people practicing something. Another one, Yatama Tattapat, they think this philosophy that Vivekananda offered, that he preached, that as many different paths there are as many different ways to approach God, and all paths lead to the same goal. So we were visiting one group last night, and that is their philosophy. I think it's their philosophy. Isn't that what they were saying? Everything leads to one, so it doesn't matter what you are, it all leads to one. And of course, we understand that's true. If the goal is love of God, it doesn't really matter how you get there. But bhakti yoga is the express process. And if you practice bhakti yoga, then you automatically do all these other yogas. They're included, they're not left out. So it's not that one leaves off karma yoga or asana yoga or pranayama. It's all included. So purpose of all yoga is to detach oneself from material activities. Yoga means two things. It means to join ourselves with the Supreme Being, and it also means to detach ourselves from matter. If we become attached to Krishna, we automatically become detached from matter.